Hello and welcome to a very special episode of We Love Books, the show where we absolutely love books, and we know you do too. I'm Niamh Bennett, but that is very much beside the point today, because this show is all about our listeners. As well as reading, they enjoy writing. And you might remember that way back before something called COVID came along, we held a creative writing competition. You sent in entries in your hundreds, and we had quite the job whittling your incredible creativity down to just 10 winners. Well, now we're bringing you those winners and their stories one by one on our radio station and on our We Love Books podcast feed. Our winners were very patient with us and waited a long time until it was deemed safe to come into RTE and record their work. And now we present to you our top writers. Today, we meet our overall category winner who wrote on the theme, Your What? This is Nora Tinney.
Hi, my name is Nora and my story is called A Final Gift. I was in Rathmichael National School when I wrote this story. It's about a little girl who used to have this great connection with her grandmother, and her grandmother recently passed away, and she used to go for walks with her grandmother, and her grandmother lived really close. And the wood that they used to go walking in is about to be cleared for development. And the story is about the day that she goes walking in the wood and she notices something that she hasn't before, and she ends up talking to a tree. I had been learning about the proclamation in school and how it was really, really significant in Irish history. And I thought that I could pull that into my story because around the time I was writing it, it was Easter Sunday. Yeah, I kind of pulled on that and I pulled on a few different things. I was just thinking of different things that would really surprise me. And I love going on walks in nature. So I thought if I can pull all that together, and it would make a good story. Yeah, I really, really like creative writing. I'm in the writing club in my school and we write different things each week. And it really helps get like your imagination working and finding new ideas. I really like Suzanne Collins and J.K. Rowling and Roald Dahl because I just think that their ideas were so out there and they just used their imagination. Nothing was inside the box. They all thought outside of the box and they all had these brand new ideas and like these crazy things that you wouldn't think that you would be able to come up with, and it was just so cool watching their stories develop. I'm reading The Hunger Games for the third time. They're my absolute favourite books. I think it's really important to develop a really strong female character so you can inspire young girls who might not think that they can go on and write or they can go on and do amazing things and make changes in their world, but they can because so many people have shown them that in their books. I like creative writing because it's kind of separate from the rest of my life and I can pull from my life and put them into my stories, and it makes them more relatable, and I can still have things that would happen in real life and things that wouldn't happen in real life, and you can put them together and you've created your whole new world, like a completely separate life for your characters and your story than you have. I like writing still, but I write a lot of stuff for essays in school, so if I get a chance to do creative writing for English or for, I do classics as well, and we get to pull on myths and write from different stories and books we've read and speeches. I really like writing for those, but I still do write in my own time as well. This is my story, A Final Gift. I hope you enjoy it. A Final Gift by Nora Tinney. Holly loved growing up in Oakland's housing estate on the outskirts of Dublin. She lived with her parents on a cul-de-sac leading into a wood where Holly went walking with her grandmother. It was an idyllic childhood, but it felt like Holly's world was disappearing. It had been 6 months since Holly's grandmother passed away. She had lived just three doors down and Holly used to drop in every afternoon. The estate seemed quieter now, and news that the wood was going to be cleared to make way for a new housing estate left a cloud hanging over the community. It was late autumn when Holly went for a walk in the wood, and the blanket of leaves which had brought such colour was now hard to decipher from the brown earth beneath. Trudging through the leaves, Holly made her way to the oak tree whose gnarly branches stretched out and provided shelter from the rain. Sitting there, she noticed something she hadn't before. As she stripped away the ivy winding its way around the enormous trunk, she was amazed to see her grandparents' names carved into the bark. Holly reached out and tentatively placed her fingers into the heart shape that was crudely carved around the names. "That tickles, you know," came a voice that immediately caused Holly to turn around, but there was nobody there. "Who said that?" Holly called back. "I did," the voice replied. And suddenly, to her amazement, Holly realized that the voice was coming from the tree. "Who are you?" asked Holly. "I'm a talking tree," came the reply. "You're what?" "A talking tree," the mighty oak said again. "Although perhaps I'm a tree that can talk, rather than a talking tree, as I've been pretty quiet for the last 250 years. "Do you remember my grandparents?" asked Holly. "A lovely couple, although that carving hurt a little," laughed the tree. "Wow," exclaimed Holly. "That was a long time ago." "Not for me," the tree replied. "I've been around for quite a while, and I've seen a lot of history. Do you know this was where the rebel leaders hid out in 1916? Sure, some of their things are still buried where you're standing." Suddenly, Holly had an idea. She raced home and returned with her father's metal detector and a spade from their garden shed. It didn't take long before she uncovered an old tin box, and inside was a paper she recognized from her history class. "To the people of Ireland," it began, "an original draft of the proclamation." At the museum, Holly saw excitement on the curator's face, and that's when things started to look up. The wood was designated a site of historical significance, planning permission was refused, and the trees were saved. The oak tree never spoke again, and Holly began to wonder, was it all a dream, or just a final gift from her grandmother?
And you can listen to our other winning entries anytime you like on our We Love Books podcast feed. And you can find plenty of jam-packed episodes of We Love Books there too, of course. A big thank you to all of our fantastic writers who entered the competition, to all of our wonderful winners, and to you for listening. I'm Niamh Bennett, this is We Love Books, and until next time, happy reading!